This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's top story comes to us by way of Stockholm, Sweden, via Edinburgh, Scotland, and finally Princeton, New Jersey, where a 69-year-old man named Angus Deaton got a phone call this morning telling him he had won the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics. The Scottish-born Deaton has been on the faculty at Princeton for 33 years, where he spent much of his time trying to improve the way we measure some pretty important things in the dismal science, things like who counts as poor and what the value of a dollar is in, say, India versus Manhattan. Those are, on the face of it, relatively simple questions, but Deaton made his reputation in part by showing just how hard they are to answer. Marketplace's Noel King gets us going.
Earlier this month, the World Bank made a big announcement. This year, the rate of people living in extreme poverty worldwide will likely fall below 10% of the population, the first time in history. Angus Deaton had something to say about that in a press conference celebrating his Nobel Prize win at Princeton today.
And that's wonderful, but there's still 700 million people who are poor.
Much of Deaton's work has focused on the lives of people in developing countries like India. Charles Kenny, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development, says there's a central question at the heart of Deaton's work.
Why are some people in the world still living lives that are as poor as anybody through history, while many of us enjoy a lifestyle and a quality of life that's just unheard of? And what can we do about that?
In order to find policy solutions, first you have to know who is poor. Deaton's research has illustrated how difficult that is to determine.
He is really like the mentor of like all the development economists.
William Easterly, a professor of economics at NYU, says Deaton has made advancements in measuring who is poor by starting with the acknowledgement that money buys different things in different countries.
Is a dollar in Ghana the same as a dollar in the U.S.? Of course not. He corrects for that and then comes up with these very careful measurements of global poverty.
Deaton is also known for insisting on the use of household surveys and for looking at what individual families consume in relation to what they earn. Other economists look primarily at the data of large groups of people. But over time, the Nobel Committee said Deaton's microdata has changed how we understand the macroeconomy. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.